You're listening to the 154th edition of the Bitachon Podcast, and we've been reading from the 37th chapter of Tehillim with Psalms, and now we're up to Pasuk Vav, and I'd like to read to you Pasuk Vav and Zayin, 6 and 7, V'hitzik artzid kecha. It's speaking about the person who trusts in Hashem. It's speaking about the person who, as we saw in previous weeks, rolled onto Hashem their ways. The person is trying to serve Hashem, trying to use his avodas Hashem as the foundation, his service of God as the foundation of all that he does. So such a person, says the pasuk, v'hoytzik artzid kecha. The light, Hashem will bring out the light, or bring out your righteousness as the light, u'mishpatecha katzaharayim, and your judgments like the afternoon. And we'll see what this means. There's a few different ideas here. The next pasuk says, which we'll see more in detail about next time, pasuk zayin, daim l'Hashem v'schaloloi. Be silent to Hashem. Part of bitachon is that we don't always understand, of course, why things are going on. We don't understand why negative things occur in our lives. But there's a certain aspect of silence that we need to have. In our trust of Hashem, we need to, so to speak, not judge God. We need to be mischaylel, which could mean to have a hollow interior, meaning not so much thoughts. Don't think so much. Al tischar v'matzliach darkei, says King David, don't try to compete with those who seem to be successful. Be'ish oisem ezimois, in the individual who has all kinds of plans. There's one plan. It's Hashem's plan. People have many plans, but Hashem is telling us, King David is telling us, that the spiritual path looks like trusting in Hashem. And although sometimes it seems that when we trust in Hashem, maybe the guys who are not trusting in Hashem seem to be more successful. It seems like they're doing all the plans, and their plans are working. Maybe I should follow in their ways. King David says, don't make such a mistake. When you do what's right, the righteousness, which seems to cause, perhaps, a negative situation for you, your righteousness, the light will come out. The reality, the true, the deeper reality, that if you do what's right, you don't lose out in the end. It's going to come out. Says the Ibn Ezra, Hatam, Sheyase darkecho, V'yisnakim begoli kumaya or, Azira tzidkecha. Ibn Ezra says that when you do what's right, so it seems at first that it's not working out for me. I'm doing what's right. It's not working out. But in the end, you'll see that Hashem is going to be misnakim. He's going to bring vengeance upon those who do what's wrong. So if you stick to doing what's right, so then in the end, your righteousness will be revealed. It's going to be as clear as the light. Says Rabbi Avram ben Ramuch, V'yesh lemar gol al Hashem. He gives us a connection to their previous pasuk. It said, roll onto Hashem, ach shema yirivoy im chamareim. Well, if I do what's right, so sometimes there'll be those who knock me down. There'll be those who become my enemies. Those who perhaps, you know, we could say it very simply, you know, those who see me doing what's right and they're not doing what's right, so there's a certain jealousy. They know what they should be doing. And they don't want me to be successful in my righteousness. Hanach lekel darkecha. So the pasuk said, "Gol Hashem darkecha." It means leave it to God. Amar al kolim shetomer lekel tfilosko. I just say, "Gol al Hashem." Roll onto Hashem. What it's saying is, direct your prayers to God. Leave it to Hashem. Pray to Him. Daven. Ask God for help. and say like this, "Bishvil shani b'teach alecha merivim imi." Speak to God, open up. Open up, go out to a beautiful place in nature where there's nobody else there, just you and Hashem. And open up to say it. Open up to Hashem and say to Him, "I trusted in you, God. I trusted in you, and they're fighting with me. And therefore I want to leave my judgment to you. I want my case, so to speak, to be for you to judge." Now, trust Him. Trust God. Trusting God that when those who are not so proper, who are not so good, are doing negative things, causing you pain, because of the fact that you trusted in Hashem, trust in Hashem, Hashem will do your, be in charge of your case. He's going to bring out for all to see. It's going to bring out into the light your righteousness. Ultimately, you will win over your enemies who are fighting with you. And your righteousness will be as clear as the sun. Same idea as the Ibn Ezra. There will be those who are causing us pain, who maybe are more successful. We see they seem to be more successful, as the next pasuk says, or they're just simply bad-mouthing us because we're doing what's right. Hashem is going to take care of them. Yemuvur v'chazuk haaretz harayim, it will be as clear and strong as the light of the afternoon. Right in the afternoon, the sun gets strong. It's the hottest in the afternoon. It will be as clear as that. It will be as clear as day. The light will come clearly. The truth will come out. It's a guarantee. If we trust in Hashem, at the beginning, this is how it goes. We're going to see more about it. But at the beginning, when you trust in Hashem, it looks like it's not working. It looks like it's not working out for you. When you say you're going to be strong, you're going to finish off the job, as is going on in this very moment, they all want to stop you. They don't want to let you do the job right. They don't want to let us complete the job. They don't want to let us do it right. But in the end, it will work out. In the end, Hashem will show His hand and show who is right and who is wrong. Says the Yavetz, "Kvar kasachti v'tziyata d'shemaya." I already wrote in chapter 34, "Tzaku v'Hashem shemaya." The pasuk says they called out and God heard. Ki Yisrael ha'yushlemi v'munas Hashem yisborach b'tzei som eretz Mitzrayim. When the Jewish people left Egypt, they were not yet complete in their faith in God. They had seen miracles. They had seen incredible, I'm saying the Asaras Samakas, the 10 plagues, they saw unbelievable miracles. But they were still lacking in their faith in Hashem. Al Yidei Shiro, Atam Yusakana Gedoylo, Kamarim Zalu Paro Ikriv. When they saw that they were in incredible danger, right, they came to the sea, they were surrounded on all sides, in front of them was the water. Paro is coming close with all of his army. They thought that they were finished. They were under an extreme duress. But Uparo Hikriv means Paro is coming closer. It also means that he brought them closer. Hikriv es Yisrael avim shemashamayim. Paro caused, through the danger that the Jewish people felt, they thought it was all over. We're not going to make it. Our enemies are coming out to get us. We thought we escaped. We thought we finally had the upper hand. But here comes our enemies again, trying to attack us. So this brought the Jewish people closer to Hashem. And there were two positive advantages, positive things that came out of it. The first, which is the main advantage, Sheyotzu tzidkasam in a koich lepoil. The righteousness of the Jewish people went from being potential to being actualized. V'nishlamu ve'emuna. Because now, through the amazing miracle that would happen, through their prayers, through their willingness to walk into the sea, the parting of the sea that would occur would complete their emuna. Before they trusted in Hashem, but they didn't have it all the way. Now it's going to be all the way. V'sheni shenitzlu l'gamrei ve'em. The second is, they were completely saved from their enemies. Okay, Amar says the Yavitz, that's why our Pasuk says that we're discussing today, Hashem will bring out your righteousness like the light. Right? We weren't completely righteous yet. And this is really, if you think about what's going on today, what's going on right now, it seems like the world is abandoning the Jewish people. It seems like, how are we going to stand up and do what we need to do? Fight against our enemies so they don't hurt us ever again. Hopefully. Bezrat Hashem, Yiras Hashem. But if, as long as we think that we can depend on somebody else, as long as we think that we're safe, we're not completely depending in God. Hashem brings our enemies into view. Hashem strengthens our enemies in giving us an opportunity to go from potential emuna, potential faith, to actualization of that faith. It's got to be real. Hashem wants it to be real for us. So that's the first thing. So it's to purify our emuna. Ata tazir kekechav mitzara tefila. So the first is that Hashem takes out the light of our righteousness. What does it mean? It means like the stars, right? Hashem at night brings out the stars. The stars come out. Right, so the stars sparkle with their shine, with their purity. And here is the second mishpatach imishalis libko katzaraim. And the second aspect is that Hashem brings out mishpatacha. He understands, the Yavetz understands that we're talking about the desires of our hearts. Right, we want to be saved. We want to be saved. So there's two parts to this process when we have bitachon. There's two things that occur. One is that our faith in Hashem is purified. We become more faithful. We become more full of faith. And second of all, we receive that which we need. We receive the salvation that we're waiting for. We have that experience and it comes out like the day, like the afternoon. That's the Yavetz. Now the Alshif says a different idea, a beautiful idea. So, the Alshech says, look, the Torah could have said, or the Pasuk, King David, could have said, V'yoytzi. It could have said it slightly differently. Why does it say it in this way, V'yoytzi, he will take out, or he took out, as opposed to he will take out? Ach yomer, al takutz b'tekochus. Says the Al-Sheikh, when we have an experience which is negative, we have an experience which feels like Hashem is giving us a patch. Why is God doing this to us? Why? I trusted in God. Why does it not seem to be working? So, don't look at it and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want this situation. Don't say to Hashem, I don't want, I'm not interested in pain. It could be at the beginning of your difficulties, Hashem takes out the light of your righteousness. In other words, you think, I'm righteous, like I'm doing what's right, I'm trusting you, Hashem, why is it not working for me? It seems like I'm doing what's right and my difficult situation is not changing. It seems like It starts out with a little bit of light, and then it gets stronger and stronger. And here the Al-Sheikh is using the word light to mean it's hot, right? The sun is very strong. It beats down on the person. So in the morning, it starts off, you know, it's not as strong. And then by the afternoon, it gets very hot. It gets very strong. So at the beginning, I'm trusting in you, Hashem, but it doesn't seem to work. And it's getting worse and worse. It seems to be getting, my challenges and my difficulties are getting harder. But then there's the next pasuk, which we read together, Doim la Hashem v'schal olay, etc. Kulay. Be quiet. Make yourself empty inside. Just wait. Just wait. Just embrace silence. Ki hinei nasa ha-mashal al or hayom. The analogy that King David is using is the light of the day. U'mamareinu b'kol yom. B'seid ha-tfilaseinu. We talk about this every single day in our prayers. We talk about the fact that Hashem shines the light onto the human beings in the land. And there's a compassion in that. The way that God shines the light on the Jewish people, on the world, is in a certain aspect of compassion. What does it mean? If, let's say, in the morning, the first light would explode, so to speak, in the world, as strong as the afternoon. Instead of it coming slowly, in gradations, instead of it coming gradually, everyone would be blinded, because the light is so bright. Rather, what does Hashem do? Hashem brings a little light, a little more light. Gachar Arman Shachar Ofel Me'at Bekea or Me'at V'Hoylech Umer Me'at Ma'ad Anachayim Adraga. Right before the day breaks, so it's very dark. So Hashem brings the light in slowly, a little bit of light, a little more light, a little more light. So that human beings shouldn't be blinded by this huge flash of light. Says the Al-Sheikh, that's what it means, that God shines light with compassion onto the world. Now let's understand this idea. Omar, hine betchilas yisurin ayoki hoitzikar tzidkecha. At the beginning of a person's challenges and difficulties, first, King David says that Hashem brings out the light of righteousness. Because, you know, we think that we're so righteous. Right? We think that we're so great. But our righteousness has to develop. Our relationship with Hashem develops. Our emunah, our bitachon, develops. We can't just one day decide, I'm having absolute emunah. I'm having absolute bitachon. I'm having bitachon b'li yashtadlus. I'm going straight to the end. It doesn't work that way. We're human. Our emunah begins imperfectly. Our trust in Hashem is imperfect at the beginning. V'tzikor tzidkecha. The righteousness that we hope to attain, the relationship with Hashem that we wish for, develops slowly, develops like the way the way Hashem brings out the light of the day. So, va'al yedei yisurim ma'ad ma'atir oisei mikol sug v'chala. And the challenges that we experience as we start to trust in Hashem, they serve to purify us. They serve to remove all the dross. Ka'or ha'yom shema'ad ma'at yotze u'meir me'afelis aman ha'shachar ad nachan ha'yom. Just like the light of the day, which gradually develops, gradually Hashem brings out the sun. and takes us from the darkness before daybreak to the full light of the afternoon. Uki Kol Yisrael Shreshim Kodesh, says the Alshich beautifully. The entire Jewish people, our root is holy. When a person sins, it's like an external, it's like a piece of dirt that got on your shirt. It's external to the shirt. You can remove it, bring it to a dry cleaner. The shirt itself remains good, remains white. The Jew himself or herself remains pure. And when we repent, when we come back into relationship with Hashem, when we work on our bitachon, when we work on our emunah, so that righteousness comes out. The inner aspect of myself shines outwards. So the way that I develop in my emunah, the way I develop in my bitachon, the way that light comes out, the true essence of who I am, and I remove the dross that has found its way upon my soul, it's slowly but surely, and it involves difficulties and challenges. I'm going to go through that. I need to know that starting off, I need to know that the way of bitachon and emunah is not an overnight. It's not an overnight thing. I can't, in one day or one night, wake up the next morning and have an awesome relationship with Hashem. It's going to happen. I have to know it comes v'hadroga. It comes gradually, like the way that the light shines from the beginning of the day and on through the day. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.